dramatic TV news coverage can make it look like methamphetamine is Oklahoma's biggest drug problem. But Terry White, commissioner of the State Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, says that's never really been the case.
And when you look at the number one drug that people still identify as their number one issue, it's still alcohol. So, second behind that, we have marijuana and methamphetamine are very close. They tie often for number two and number three. So, methamphetamine is still a significant issue in our state, as is marijuana use.
And there's a new culprit quickly making up ground.
But coming up very quickly and growing every day is our number four, which is prescription drugs. And so, that is growing at a faster rate than any of the other drugs of choice. And so while it's not the number one issue, we are number one in the state for how often we use it, more so than any other state. It's still not the number one drug, but it is growing very, very quickly. So we've got to focus on all of these issues.
But battling these issues takes money. And over the last several years, the agency has seen cuts both in federal block grants and state appropriations. It received more than $87 million for substance abuse in 2008 before the economic crisis. For 2012, that number is closer to $69 million.
This agency has lost about $35 million over the last 4 years. $35 million being ripped out of a system that's already underfunded is a really horrid situation for the state of Oklahoma.
And White says cuts directly affect the number of people that can be helped by treatment facilities that rely on state funding.
For example, on any given day, we already had between 500 and 600 Oklahomans on a waiting list who needed substance abuse treatment, who'd actually made the step to ask for treatment, and every bed in the state was full, and that's the level of care that they needed. That number's gone now, and instead of being between 500 and 600 on any given day, it's now between 600 and 900 on any given day.
About 50 of those beds are being occupied by residents of Catalyst Behavioral Services in Oklahoma City, an inpatient treatment center that's often the last resort for those who can't afford and are unable to receive treatment at a fully private program.
I'd been an addict for over a decade. I started out using pain medication, opiate pain medication, and it led me to heroin eventually.
Kathleen Beeman has been at Catalyst for 7 months and will be allowed to stay a full year.
My life was destroyed by it, and I called for days and days to get in here, and there's a long waiting list to get in here, getting really any rehab. But I got in, and it's been very helpful to me. Get the tools to stay sober for the rest of my life.
But Catalyst is providing those tools on a shoestring budget, according to Director Mike Covington.
We get $74 a day per client. That'll tell you how low that is. It's really low. To considering all the services we provide and all the salaries, and as cost of living's gone up the last 3-4 years with the budget, our payment has not gone up. We've eliminated one full-time counselor in the last couple years.
With an improving state budget outlook, Commissioner White is expecting about $6 million more dollars to work with starting next fiscal year. But her agency will still just be playing catch-up. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.